Hello, teachers. I'm back again with another tip or strategy. Again, this one falls into the subject area of discipline or classroom management, behavior management. As far as the four expectations, I think it could serve to help you be better productive, better responsible, and even more respectful to students when you really consider the ramifications of it. Today, what I want to talk about is using the pride card and a specific strategy in a way that you can use the pride card to help students own their behavior. We talk a lot about students owning their learning. Well, we also want students to own their behavior, which means they have to reflect on what they're doing and think about their behaviors. So instead of just taking a kid's pride card in the middle of class and saying, I'm going to sign this for being unprepared, or I'm going to sign this for not being responsible, and you mark it, there is a time and a place to do that. But the thing to consider here is having the student do that. So a student maybe needs to be redirected several times in class, or they are talking to the person in front of them a number of times in class, and you have to continue to say that. So you go over to the student and you simply say, look, I've had to address this same behavior, and you would describe the behavior very specifically, very quickly to them. I've had to address this behavior three times with you in class today. I want you to go ahead and mark down on your pride card where you think that best fits, and then I'll check back in with you in a minute. You walk away. So they have to decide, is their behavior a sign of them being unprepared, a sign of them being irresponsible, a sign of them being disrespectful? What is it? And let them label it. That's the power of this. That's the point. Let them label their behavior. So it might be different than what you thought. You might come back to the student and find out that they think it's being unprepared when you really clearly thought it was disrespectful. That's fine. Let that go, because they've labeled their behavior and they've explained in their own reasoning why it's a problem, and that's where the power comes in. So if you want to revisit with this student later, if you want to have a team conference later, if you want to have a conversation with a parent later, it is very, very powerful to be able to say, well, the other day in class, little Johnny was doing this. He described this as being disrespectful, and his and here's how he described the behavior: constantly disrupting my peers. That puts the ownership back on the student, puts the responsibility back on the student, which is really what we want them to be doing, is owning their behavior so that they can then see a change in their behavior later. Try it out. Let me know if it works. Thanks. Have a great day.